There's only one way out of his chamber, and that's down the pipe.
Then your friend killed her on purpose.
Yeah.
To avenge you.
Yeah.
But in reality, Juno just made a whoopsie. Zuko's allowed to make up words when he rhymes. Why aren't I?
You are.
I'm on a Katie Frady podcast. My smile smash. See? It's cool if smod smast was okay to say.
You know what? We're going to use that word as many times as we can yeah. during this smod stas.
That's
smod,
all.
Smod smast.
That's what Shakespeare did. He started whole new words.
He said, this is a word now.
Yeah.
Period.
Why can't we do that? Period.
Period. Period. I love that.
Actually.
And
period. Period, actually.
Period, actually. Actually, period. I've been saying that so much, and I'm like, hey, stop. But yeah. you know what's not going to stop? This schmodsmas. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and I am so excited to have this human on. He is hilarious. You also might recognize him from Disney Channel.
Uh-oh.
Bump. Yeah, he's comedian. Again, hilarious human. It's Joey Bragg.
Yay. Look at all these three cameras.
Look at all of them.
And
wow.
The four that are off camera that don't work.
Right? And then there's one actually above us. And then, yeah, wow. Right? There it is. Yeah.
Catch the sky cam.
Sky cam. Drone cam.
Just like Kim Kardashian said, aerials only, please.
So how's it going?
It's going good.
Wonderful.
It's early. I'm sorry.
It's a little. Yeah, it is early. But you know what?
To do a podcast this early. But then I was thinking about it literally last night. I was like, I feel bad that I'm like making you do this podcast so early. But then I was like, podcasts are just an evolution of the morning radio talk show.
Exactly.
So we're pretty much just doing a morning radio talk show.
Yeah. Good morning, Los Angeles.
It's Katie and the Bean. The Bean. Traffic in 5, but Katie, what's the deal with all these protests at these college campuses?
Who knows what they're protesting?
I don't.
All I know is University of Wisconsin, not good right now.
Yikes. Not going to tour that with my 16-year-old, I'll tell you that.
Hometown pride, not right now. Not right now.
Pretty much every time I'm performing, I have a weekend somewhere, I'm bird watching pretty much the whole time.
So we should have watched like the birds or something.
I think I put that in my list. I don't know. I put in a bunch of you asked me like what my favorite horror movies were, and I realized maybe I don't watch as many horror movies as I should.
That's okay.
I was like Country Bear Jamboree is one of the ones that, but I don't think that's technically a horror movie. I just think that's horrific.
Fair enough. Isn't that the the dun,
Disney,
dun, dun,
yeah.
dun, thank you. That's the one word I also occasionally will stop. So you know what I say? Mick Mouse.
Mick Mouse.
Which is from New Girl. Because she'll be like, Mick Mouse. You're saying Mickey Mouse? Mick Mouse. So that. But isn't that from that?
New Girl?
No, the
Country Bear Jamboree. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Disney movie. But it's scary as fuck.
Okay.
Do you remember that, Producer Ben? Country Bear Jamboree?
Heard of it.
Yeah, it's scary. Check it out.
Okay.
It's like they're all in like practical big bear costumes, but like the whole time, and they're not, it's not scary, but they're like, well, you need to believe in yourself, little bear. And you're like,
it's
horrifying.
Joey's like, no. Like, that was the scariest part. It was like, they want me to believe in myself? No. No, dear
God. Don't believe in yourself. You're a bear human hybrid.
I can't do this. So, I have to be fully honest with you. I've never actually watched Liv and Maddie.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I thought I was like, you're a fan. And it's
I'm a hyper fan. I think that was past my time.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. You were in.
I was in it.
You. What?
Yeah.
No.
So I wasn't watching. It was too cool. I was like, I guess I watched South Park now if I'm on the Disney Channel.
Well, you should know everything about Wisconsin, because the only thing I know about that show is that it takes place in Wisconsin.
In Stevens Point.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. I realized I had a bunch of Wisconsin stuff from the show, like a University of Wisconsin jacket and little badger and stuff. So I've never been. And then I go and I'm like, I'll probably not come back for a while.
Yeah, I didn't need, I hear like, this was great, you know?
It was great.
It was a lot.
It's like cheesy, fatter Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. We're known for three things: beer, cheese, and serial killers.
Yeah. I love the people are like, I was so weirdly proud of that they have serial killers, because I was just
we did the same thing. We have a lot. Why? But like, we have like the big ones. Like we have
like the big fat ones.
That too. But like we have Dahmer.
Oh.
We have Ed Gein, who started the like the.
Is he the mustache glasses guy from Mindhunter?
No. Isn't that
Skeens?
Gein.
Geem.
Gein.
Gein.
Ed Gein. Edward Theodore Gein.
Is he your dad? How do you know his full name? Guilty.
My last name is actually Gein. Surprise. No, but he was in, again, Buttfuck Nowhere, Wisconsin. It's a real place. And he got his mom would like groom him or whatever until he was like 40, and then she died and he went crazy and started grave robbing and turning people into their skin into like furniture and clothes and whatnot. Ooh. Sustainable, though. But he's
good,
like,
for the environment.
He's what Texas Chainsaw is loosely based off of. Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. Like that's Ed.
That's cool.
So Wisconsin pride.
Do you think that it's insulting to have them go, oh, we made a movie inspired by you, and then it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it's like a crazy guy with a chainsaw and wearing skin on his face? Don't you think you'd be like, okay, I was a little more tasteful than that?
You're like, I made a belt full of nipples and a lampshade.
And the belt full, it was an art piece. I'm not doing it to be provocative.
Yeah.
I'm making something because I have art in my soul and I need to get it out somehow.
If this guy had like a Joann Fabrics or a Michael's craft store, imagine what he could be doing.
Joann Fabrics made of a woman named Joann. The real Joann.
The real Joann. That's how Joann got started.
Yep.
Wow.
Ed Skein. Skeegb.
Ed. Okay. Good old. But speaking of, you know, Buttfuck Nowhere. We watched
Descent. The Descent.
The Descent. What was it? 2006.
And it's classic.
2005.
It's one of those movies where they're like, it's like classic 2005 that era of movies where they put in all white people, and then they also have that person that's like, hey, by the way, we should definitely like put in another kind of person, so it's not just a bunch of white people. And they're like, okay, great. As the villain then, right?
The villain,
the bad guy, the bad lady. She'll be like Filipino.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I thought you were gonna say, no, everyone's white except the creature itself. Oh, yeah. They're
ultra white.
They're very white. Yeah. They're very white.
Had you seen this movie before?
Yes. Okay. I've seen it a couple times, but it's been a minute.
It was a minute for me too.
So I actually watched it twice because I don't know. I was like, I watched it last night,
like I was looking at my phone, but then the night before also was like I want to be prepared for this podcast.
You're like, let's freaking go. But I'm just going to start off with the ending because, again, we jump around, we spoil, we do whatever.
Who cares? Katie Afraidy, baby.
There are no rules. We talked about pedophilia and birds for the first 10 minutes. That's what we do. That's what we do. But I always thought it ended happy.
Yeah.
And then I watched it here last night and was like, wait, it's not, she's stuck in the cave.
She's still in there, right?
I thought she got out.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm like, yeah, it's great that she gets out. Like, how awesome, you know, kind of cliche. It's like nice that we, you know, we see her escaping. We see like, you know, the aftermath of like, you know, she's panicking, she's driving away, but she made it. She's out. Stayed past that point?
But then the ghost at the end makes you think that she's still in the cave?
She's still in the cave. No, she's still in the cave.
I thought that was maybe just like her mind going, like she's.
I think she's still in the cave. Yeah, I don't think she ever got out.
That's what my girlfriend said when we were watching it, that she's still in the cave. I didn't get that. I wanted to be a happy ending.
Also,
realistically, you only see them go down that whole movie.
Yeah.
You never see them climb back up.
No.
They're just descending.
Yeah.
It's one big descent.
Yeah,
she is still in the cave. Of course she's still in the cave. But that's what we're supposed to get from that. I'm just stupid and I'm not picking up on.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I didn't get that. I've seen it like three times. And I literally was like doing laps. I'm like, she's still in the cave. Ben's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, he's still in the cave. You don't understand.
But like, there were points in that. There's a lot of horror movies like Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
You're being followed by a killer.
Yeah.
You can get away. this movie, I would resign myself. Yeah. If I'm in this situation that these ladies were in, I'm just like, okay, take me. Eat me from the belly out.
Yeah.
Like, what am I gonna, what are you doing? There's like 1,000 of them. They're crawling on the ceiling. Yeah. You're in a cave that you know you're not going to get out of. Fuck, it's not worth the fight, guys. Yeah.
They know it better than you.
Yeah.
You can't not make a sound.
Yeah. It's that's really hard.
Yeah.
Have we ever tried to be in a second grade class? Because it's really hard not to make a sound.
For like 1 minute. Hey, everyone, we're going to be really quiet.
Nope.
No.
There's always one kid. That was the first kid to get eaten by the white cave monsters. Did you also, because we're jumping around, talk about the ending? Can we talk about the beginning real quick?
Yeah, we could do that.
There's that part where they're in the cabin. They get to the cabin.
And they're like, oh my God, girls trip.
Girls trip. They're so excited. Yeah. And then, first of all, they're like, girls trip. Who's this new girl? And she's like, oh, that's the bad girl's protege, Holly, the spiky hair girl. Yeah. And then they immediately, they're all best friends. And they all went through this, her friend, her daughter, like the beginning of the movie. Striking.
I forgot about that. And I was too. Like, whoa.
Yeah, they really kill a baby in like the first 10 seconds.
And the husband. I'm like, the one dude, they're going to get him out of here real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fuck this movie. Fuck dudes.
Right?
Yeah. But then they're all like hanging out. That new girl, Holly, comes in.
Yeah.
They don't do Holly enough. They got to introduce. They got to integrate. Whoever her connecting friend is to this group has to do a better job of like, by the way, this is my friend. I brought her along. Be her anchor. Be Holly's anchor. She just left her out there, and then all of her other friends are like, you're into this? Okay. Also, Holly, who is the friend of a friend in a group of friends. Yeah. She is as outskirts as you can get and still come along the trip. The whole fucking time, what you guys are doing is stupid. You may as well have guardrails on this cave. We're doing the most. We should do the scary cave. You guys are doing the easy cave. You are along for the fucking ride, Holly.
Exactly.
This is not your trip. You are a plus one on this fucking trip. Shut your goddamn mouth.
Just be glad that you were fucking invited.
Yeah.
Like,
you are here. You're going to spelunk. Have fun. She killed them because she pressured the other friend into changing caves altogether. She killed all those people.
Because they wanted to go explore a cave that's never been explored before.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Bad idea, you guys. Don't, real bad idea.
Don't do that. That's how shit. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah.
Scary stuff. Also, like I didn't tell my girlfriend anything about this movie. Uh-huh. Also, I have so many thoughts about this movie.
God, I
made notes in a notebook.
I love it.
Same. I watched this movie the first time not knowing that it's a creature feature by the end. It was important to me that my girlfriend watched this movie without knowing that it was a creature feature. And so I like told her, didn't watch any trailers. Uh-huh. I was like, sat her down, had her look away when I clicked on the movie because I was afraid it was going to like show a screenshot or something.
And she's like, what are you showing me?
That scene where they first, like you see like glimpses of the scary white guys, allegory for race maybe, The Descent, and women and how hard it is to be around sweaty white guys when you're a woman. That could be the theme of the movie. When they show that monster for the first time in the panning shot of the like the it's very Paranormal Activity before Paranormal Activity, like the night vision, that's really scary.
It's terrifying.
That got me. That like it is really scary. And to her who didn't expect it at all, it like it really got her.
Really?
And jump scares are I feel like kind of ubiquitous with horror movies, and so they kind of get they lose their impact. That had some impact. That got me.
You're like, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
It's
like if in Jaws, if halfway through the movie, an alien came down and shot something, you'd be like, whoa, I didn't expect that at all. It's a movie about sharks. Like, I thought this was a movie about being stuck in a cave when I first saw it.
Nope, there's something in the cave.
There's something in the cave.
There's something in the cave.
Sweaty white guys.
Sweaty. The nightmare. The real nightmare.
Oh, yeah. That was you at the Comedy Store the other night, being surrounded by sweaty white guys.
We love it.
Hey, Katie and Brady. There's a cave in La Jolla, California. And I can't remember what it is, but it's like a famous spelunking cave. And now it's like, it's called the Tavern, something Taverns. One of your loyal fans will know. It's got like a spiral staircase down this big cave. Like they built it out. And there's like a bunch of dead bodies in there.
Nice.
The whole time we were doing it, I was like maybe 9. My brother was probably 11 or 12. And they were telling us, like, oh, we're going to get down to this cave. They're going to turn off the lights, the, like, string lights, and it's going to be pitch black. And it's going to be the first time you ever experience, like, true blackness. Like, no source of light at all. Absolute blackness. And we knew that going in. And as we started to descend this cave, I can't remember if it was me or my brother first who started to be like, I don't like this at all. But like one of us did it. And then like the other brother seeing the other one's panicking, he's like, well, I'm panicking. And we went up. We left.
We left. You're like, we're done. We're done with that. We're going to go.
And I feel bad for my parents. But like I still to this day think about like I've never experienced true darkness.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I highly recommend.
You like hallucinate, right? Supposedly after a while.
Yeah. But so. Yeah, it's spooky, but it's also like kind of calming.
Yeah,
it's like it's just kind of just chilling. But yeah, it's always we would do that at like in elementary school. We would go to this cave as well. So
your
like I grew
cave.
Up, yeah, which I didn't know was my family's cave, and my mom would be like, yeah, that's like
really?
Your aunt lives right there, and I'm like, oh, that's why it looks familiar. I'm like, oh, we go there all the time. Like, and then her like my parents or my mom's childhood home was also on that road up to the cave. So, huh. I'm not saying the name of the cave because that's also the name of the road. So, I'm like, let me just keep
It's just your family. It's the Hedenbacher Cave. That's how you say your last name, right?
Hedenbach.
Hedenbach? Isn't
Hedenbach.
It with Kerr at the end?
No.
Oh, damn. That's why I've been saying people your name.
Hedenbacher. I mean, I like that. That's fun.
Hedenbacher. I barely know her.
I barely know her. But also, like, going to the, back to the, like, having the all black is what they saw.
Yeah.
Which is why it's, you know, like that's horrible. Alone
yeah.
is stressful. So you would never even consider going on this girl's trip.
I don't know.
They invite you. They're like, hey, Joey, you're one of the girls this weekend.
That's honestly my dream, dude. I could not explain to you how much it would be an honor if a girl's trip invited me as like, we feel safe around you.
Yeah.
Come on this girl's trip with us. That'd be fucking, that's a dream come true for me.
Okay, well, the next time I have a girl's trip, we are going spelunking, though.
I'm down.
Okay.
If I don't intimidate and make you guys feel unsafe and it's something where I'm an energy that you can see meshing, I would be honored to spelunk with you and your girlfriend.
Amazing. We're going spelunking and we might not be coming back, but you know what? We have memories to die for.
If there was a one man in the movie The Descent, that movie would have ended with a bunch of women being killed by that man in a cave.
100%. 100%. I love how.
Let me think. And then he kills one.
They're like, shut up. Stop screaming. Yeah. God, make me a fucking sandwich. And they're like, wait.
Whoa, buddy.
Hey, we're all equal in this cave. Settle down.
It is funny because that is all of the white creatures in that were men because it shows the female white creature and she's got boobies and hair. And she's like nice, right? With the boobies and hair, doesn't she attack her?
She got boobies and hair.
She sees that she killed her baby. Remember?
Oh yeah.
She kills the baby of the white creature, and then the white mom creature is like an allegory for her, because then her baby was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So she did that to these poor like white ladies.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so sad. I remember also what I wanted to say at the beginning of this movie. The most horrific part of this whole movie is that this character of Beth, the one with the short bob.
Yeah.
Because that's how we identify them, because they all look identical, but they have different haircuts.
Literally.
The one with the short bob comes out of her bedroom in a nice pajama set of a purple shirt with flowers on it, with matching purple pants and flowers on it. And then her friends ridicule the shit out
They're
of
They're like,
her.
Oh my God.
They laugh in
I
her
I was like,
face.
Those are kind of cute jammies.
I thought so too.
They're nice jammies.
I think they're cute jammies. And the whole friend's like, you look fucking ridiculous. And she was like, ugh. What'd she say? Like, it's a gift from my husband or something.
Yeah, and they're like, you know what?
They look great.
They look great. They look comfortable.
They look comfy.
I love a good silk pajama.
I'm sorry we can't all be wearing the giant gas station triple XL shirt and the booty shorts that your friend is wearing.
Yeah.
But sometimes a matching set and putting effort into how you look, no matter what time of day it is, that's worth it.
It's nice. But also, you packed it.
Yeah.
You could have packed literally anything else. Again, stop complaining.
Stop complaining. And as soon as your friends don't like it, you fold and you're like, oh, I'm so, I know I hate
you guys
it
all
too.
Just jump just off a bridge. Stop.
Be true to yourself,
dude.
Beth.
Own it.
She deserved that ice pick through her neck. What a time. That's hard to watch.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
Because you have, I'm so bad with names. What was the
Filipino lady's name?
The one.
The one.
Juno.
Yeah, Juno.
Juno.
Which I think got a bad rap. Okay. Okay. I'm so sorry, I lead you guys into a death.
You are pro Juno.
I'm pro Juno.
Okay.
I'm more pro Juno because that when she killed her friend Beth, she was like fighting for her life against those white guys.
Yeah.
She stabbed her friend Beth in the neck. And then her friend Beth, I will say she left Beth to die on her own.
Yeah.
Which is like that would upset me too.
Yeah.
If I was Beth. But also, come on, Beth, have some perspective. You're in a fucking cave. She's swinging.
You could announce yourself.
Announce yourself. Go, hey, it's me, Beth, the one with the terrible pajamas, not a white, scary man monster. Like, do that, dude. What are you doing? And then you're like, it was her. She killed me. Then your friend killed her on purpose.
Yeah.
To avenge you.
Yeah.
But in reality, Juno just made a whoopsie.
Dude, that scene, though, when Beth tells... What is it, Sarah?
Check the notes.
It is Sarah because every horror movie or every movie in general, when they can't think of something creative, they always have a character named Sarah.
Yeah.
Every fucking movie. It's crazy. There's so many Sarahs. I'm like, who? Whatever. Sarah with an H. At least she has an H, you know?
Yeah, thank God.
You're like trying to be different. They're like, Sarah without the H. And you're like, great.
Sarah. Come on.
Sarah, hurrah, not for you.
Sarah.
But when Sarah finds Beth, she's like, Juno, she killed, whatever, you know. And then she's like, you have to kill me.
Yeah.
And then Sarah's like, I can't do it. But then she's like, let me take this rock real quick and bash your head in.
Sarah's like, I can't do it. And then like
a second
goes by and she's like, well, I'll do it.
You know what?
Fuck it, I'll do it.
I'll fucking do it.
Also, do you know what you could have done? You could have put your hand over Beth's nose and mouth and suffocated her. I feel like that would be better.
Okay,
I will say during my note session for this, I did write down that I think that would be better. And now when I say it out loud, I do sound like I'm from Wisconsin.
You do sound a little crazy.
In my head, bashing your friend's face in with a rock. To me, if you ask me, now I'm not a murderer. But if you were to ask
but...
me, it feels a little bit more traumatic than just suffocating your friend and watching them try to unsuffocate. But again, now that I say it out loud.
That one, there's more of a struggle.
That's
and you
true.
Would see them struggle to survive.
Oh, but bashing your face in?
I mean, it's quick. It's quick.
That's true.
She said, hey, close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Think about the rabbits real quick, Lenny.
Just bring your head in real quick. Okay. Damn.
I like to believe that she's out of the cave because it's fun to imagine being out of the cave and then being like, what happened in there? And be like, okay, well, I did kill like half of them.
I murdered a lot of people. Are there laws in this cave? Because if there are, I am going to jail.
Also, if she escapes, then do you think Juno's ghost is going to be upset that Sarah's name is going to be put on this cave system?
Well, probably. No, she was like, oh, I want to name the cave after you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was all kind of for...
Yeah.
It's all for you, Sarah.
It's all for you because your daughter was driven through with a copper tube.
Because your husband was driving?
Yeah. And also fucking Juno the whole time? Her husband was having an affair with the girl that she then murdered at the end?
I mean, she didn't murder her, but she just said, let me just put this pick
through
into
your
leg. And then...
Peace.
Peace. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to try to escape.
Good luck, G.
I kind of knew it in a way. The more I think about the ending, I'm like, okay, it makes sense that it's not real because they would have taken their car keys with them.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh, the car starts, done. We keep the keys.
Yeah, they were in that thing, which do people even do that?
No.
Ever, really?
No, yeah. No. Although I have found like people will, I have friends out here who will just leave their apartment just fully open.
Isn't that crazy?
And I'm like, what?
Dude, my brother is like that.
How
my brother lives at 5672. But my brother does that where his car was, I almost said molested.
Molested. His
car was kind of molested.
Dude, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's so traumatic.
His car is only like 3 years old.
That's so traumatic.
But somebody broke, my brother's like, somebody broke into my car and stole my hockey bag. Stole all my hockey equipment and my hockey sticks.
Jeez.
I'm like, dude, oh my God, they broke in like what, through the back window? And he's like, well, I left it unlocked. It's like, oh, no, they didn't break in then. They entered.
They entered.
Your car was open to the public.
Yep.
Yeah, your car was a public car. Yeah, it's a public car. Somebody decided to take what is rightfully theirs.
This is mine now.
Yeah. Exactly. That belongs to the park. Yep. So. Yep. Yeah, so that's not breaking in. I get so scared when people don't lock their doors.
Dude, you gotta lock them.
You gotta lock your door. I think you watch too many horror movies to lock your door.
What was that? That was a time just to make sure we're good on time. Also,
he's like, gotta cancel Joey.
He's like, cancel Joey. Joey said
something about white sweaty guys.
White sweaty guys. Uh-oh. Get him out. So what was your favorite kill in the movie? Because I feel like all of them were so different. But also the same.
I mean, I think the shock of Beth getting the ice pick through her neck is great. Also, it took her a really long time to die. She was
like still alive
at the end. Yeah.
So that took. I mean, it's probably what, hours?
Yeah, I can imagine.
At least.
But they're crawling around. Yeah, because she was in with all the like dead carcassy stuff.
Which doesn't make sense because in any other horror movie. If you get your throat slashed, you're like dead within seconds.
Yeah, because you can't breathe.
Yeah.
She's drowning in her own blood.
Yeah.
That was a cool death. who was it that got their belly eaten out?
That was the one of the. There's so many blonde girls.
They all look the same. They're all. It's like.
Was it Beth?
The one that's like a little smarter.
Rebecca?
Maybe. But remember she's like laying there and then the monsters eat her belly? That's one of my favorite things they do in like horror movies. And
yeah.
Because it makes it seem like. If I really wanted to, I could grab your stomach and just like rip it off.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can do that. Like, I don't think that's how strong I am, but maybe these things are stronger, but they just like take bites out of her tummy and she's just like, ah! And they're eating her from like the outside in. That's pretty cool.
You're like, I like that. That was good.
That part pretty good.
I like that part pretty good. That part pretty nice. The one that stresses me out the most that could have been prevented was when the one girl goes to, she's like climbing the rocks over the, like the abyss of black.
And
she's like trying to get over and she's just, they're like, you don't have enough rope. Yeah. Come back. And then you see that, you know, the little like the dude. And then she's like, let me put my knife in my mouth.
Yeah.
And just kind of sit there. The creature slashes her throat. She starts and then stabs him. He falls, but then she just kind of like, lays down. How traumatic to also that, but also to see your friend. And then you're just laying like that
forever. Yeah.
And then if people find you,
you're just gonna be a skeleton in like,
and just hanging.
Yeah, like
I thought they were gonna use that. Like they were gonna jump onto her and swing over.
Oh,
I would have liked to see that.
I would have liked to have seen that. That would have been in Tomb Raider if that was a Tomb Raider movie.
That would kind of be kind of cool.
There was a part where the girl in the beginning goes, "I'm not a Tomb Raider. You're spelunking.
Idiot. That's pretty close.
That's like one of her main things.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, that was an awful. I forgot about that death. She ended up killing the guy right with the knife from her mouth after her throat was slit.
Yes. Well, she stabbed him. He fell into the water. Yeah. Which again, how did they know that there was water down there? Just like Juno just yeeted herself off and then found the stabbed dude.
Oh yeah.
In there. And then he was again alive, but then she killed him. Yeah, but doesn't take the knife with her. That's my stop. You're dropping tools left and right.
Yeah, right.
Keep them. So you should keep them.
Especially when you're spelunking. They need those tools.
Yeah.
All those, like, Juno was really smart in that part where that girl laid the rope across and she's like, we need all the tools we can get. And they went and got it. But I think she was really doing that to show her friends how strong she was. She was like, look how long I can hold myself up with my forearms.
You're like, wow, you have strong. Yeah. Good for you.
She's also like 4'11", so you weigh like 20 pounds.
You're like, that's great. Like, I love that for you, but like, that's not the reality of.
That's not the reality. She had two kids, dude. She's like,
dude,
she's working with a lot. I guess one kid.
Have you ever
had a kid?
Have you ever had a kid?
Yeah, rock climb? Is that what
you're gonna ask? I was going
to
say
rock climb. I did rock climb for a while. For like a year, I went to like a rock climbing gym.
Okay.
It's tough,
yeah.
It's hard.
It's a lot of arm strength.
A lot of like forearm strength,
grip strength.
I don't have that. Yeah, I can tell.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't look like you'd climb anytime soon. Are you climbing?
I love climbing. I'm not bad at rock climbing. It's just all of My strength is in my legs, not my arms.
Yeah.
Permanent noodle arms.
Permanent.
Permanent noodle arms.
There's nothing you could do.
Nothing I can do.
Have you seen those like silicone implants that like some Russian dudes and like guys in like India get
to be more
to look yoked, but they look like really fake, like big lumpy arms.
I should get those.
You should get those.
Honestly, that'd be pretty good.
You could be yoked just like that.
I want to be yoked.
One
I
quick
wanna...
trip to Turkey and you're yoked.
That'd be pretty good.
That would honestly be pretty good.
But then it would. How big should I go?
See, I feel like the common misconception is let's be tasteful. All these guys that I'm seeing, they're going big. They're okay. Going real big. They're like,
you're like, what's the biggest you have? Can we double that?
Yeah, inject a little bit more into that.
Yeah,
one.
Just like
they look like Mr. Olympian big. Like they look like this.
Okay. Yeah, I think that
like
would
boxy. Put a input a picture of one of those fake muscly guys.
Input picture.
Yeah.
Right here, you can see
their nipples descending because it's not natural growth behind the skin.
You know a lot about this stuff.
I do. I know a lot about birds of prey, and I know a lot about silicone muscle implants.
Yes. Oh, Holly, when she fell and her leg snapping.
Oh, awful.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I also forgot about that one.
And then her friend being like, I have to put it back in. And I would be like, just kill her, dude.
Just cut it off.
You guys are like a mile underground and your only exit piled on. And now there's monsters. I guess that was before they knew there were monsters coming.
Yeah. Cut it off.
Cut it off.
Get me out of here.
Get her. Yeah, just kill Holly. Just, I'm so sorry. Holly was the most.
Holly's like, no. And you're just like, nope, I'm going to take this rock.
I'm going to take this rock. Yeah, I'm going to practice.
I'm going to practice.
Holly was the most 2005 looking person I've ever seen in my whole life. She like, her whole hair was like spiky out.
Yeah,
had like eyeliner. Like that woman died. All the people that look like that died in 2007.
Yeah,
because they don't exist anymore.
They don't. They really don't.
We're wearing capri pants. Come on, Holly.
To a cave.
To a cave. Jesus Christ.
You don't know what's in
capri
this
pants
cave.
Are those little dangly. You know the capri pants that like have a little dangly like thing on the end,
yeah,
like, to tie it up or whatever. Why are you wearing those, Holly?
She's like, I want to look stylish. For who?
For who?
For who?
For who? The white sweaty monsters?
The white sweaty monsters? Your friend's friends?
Yeah. It's not even her friend. Juno was like not her. She was her mentor or whatever. What'd she say? Holly was her protege.
Which also, I was like, are you guys gay?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, why am I sensing? Because
Holly seems gay.
You guys.
It's mostly the haircut.
That was my assumption. I was like, you know what? That's on me. I'm making.
Also,
conclusions.
Spelunking is kind of the gayest thing a woman can do.
Really?
South
okay.
Of eating a vagina.
Well,
I think that's shit. My. I think it goes softball, pickleball, gayer than softball.
Okay.
Spelunking.
Okay.
Having sex with a woman.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I should stop.
And then riding a Harley is even gayer than having sex with a woman.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What about I feel like rock climbing. Is in there too.
It's pretty gay.
Pretty gay.
I know some feminine rock climbers though. It's right above softball.
Okay.
I love.
It's like on the way.
I went to Verdugo Boulders. It's
okay.
Like a bouldering indoor, and I still have the stuff in the back of my car because I'm always like, oh, someday.
Just
one
in
day
case.
I'll have an extra hour and I'll go rock climbing at the Verdugo. The thing that makes it fun are the people that go rock climbing,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that makes it not fun are the people also.
Mm-hmm.
There is a mix. There's not like one casual person that's rock climbing. Either they are smelly white people with dreads or they are like the nicest person you've ever met.
100%.
Not that the smelly white people with dreads aren't nice. They just know what they're doing and they're not here to like teach somebody what they're doing wrong.
Yep.
Then there's also like an old guy that goes there that's always there.
Yeah.
And he's
always.
Like, always there. And he's like, well, you should try this, grabbing that hold and straightening out your arm, putting all your weight on your left arm. And then that really helps and you're able to ascend the problem.
And you're like, wow, thanks.
And then that guy's great. But then the rest of the people are like so off-putting and they seem like they're just mad at me all the time. Ugh. If I could ask everybody around me one question, it would be, are you mad at me? Did I do something wrong? Are you mad at me? Is that okay? That's me at the Comedy Store. walking around. Like, hey, how's it going? Are you mad at me,
though? You're like, I just met you. You're like, no, but like, that's great. But like, are you?
I said good set to somebody on Monday, and they were like, oh, okay, yeah, thanks. I was like, oh, never mind then, actually. I was saying that to be nice, actually. Never mind.
Never mind. You suck.
You weren't as good as I thought you should have been. So never mind.
Never mind.
Got to be more grateful.
You know, right? You just go, thanks. Just say thanks.
Just say like, thanks. Just go, hey, thanks. And so, hey, thanks. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go.
You should be lucky.
You should be so thankful that I said anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am? I was third billed on a Disney Channel show 7 years ago. How dare you? Do you know who I have on speed dial? Mickey Mouse.
The.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
The. I was like, you're like Dove Cameron's twin.
Yeah, Dove Cameron, the clone of Dove Cameron that we killed at the end of our show.
Which is how Liv and Maddie actually.
That's how we did it. And, we cloned her, and then by like 6 months, the clone would start to deteriorate. The skin would start to melt. We'd have to kill her, start over again.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It was rough, dude. They say the molestation's the bad part. I think the bad part is watching them kill the same clone over and over and over again.
And the bad part is Dove had to do it.
I know. They're just taking her blood and putting it into a vial. Clone would grow like to full size in like a week. Okay, what
Jeez,
is
it's giving bit? Alien.
It is
giving alien.
It's
giving
alien. It's giving.
Right? It's giving.
I got period.
Period. Also, speaking of comedy, how do you give a lemon an orgasm?
How? I remember from the movie.
You tickled citrus.
You tickled citrus.
I was like, why are you telling her a joke right now? She's about to get crumbled by, crushed by rocks. Yeah. What do you...
I love it. That's like a, you gotta relax.
Let me tell you a joke real quick.
You gotta relax. Like, hey, how about you relax? It'll help me relax.
Yeah.
If you're screaming, relax, relax, relax at me.
You're like, I have a bit. I have to work out on you really quick. Yeah. Hold on. Is this good?
Is the joke that citrus kind of sounds like clitoris?
Yeah.
It's a bad joke. That is why women in comedy
shouldn't exist. Get them back to the kitchen. They're not funny at all. Not at all.
And there's too many of them.
Right. Get them out of here.
Get them out of here. Too many men, too.
You know what? Get them all out.
We just need just a bunch of non-binary comics.
Period.
Just JP Putin Vidal and that's it.
That's what we need. We need to get everybody out of here.
Honestly,
what if we just blew up the whole world? Thoughts?
Not bad. Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. I'm not going to do it, but somebody...
There's a lot of this movie that like they kind of brushed over. They were like, this means it's hunting above ground. That means that there's a way that it can get above ground.
Yeah.
That is true, obviously, because it's bringing in these like elk and stuff.
Yeah.
Where, though?
There's no... It's up, though. They keep going down. It's got to be up.
Those things can like crawl on the ceiling. So there's probably a way out that they can get out that you guys can't get out.
Yeah, that's true. That's there. And again... They do just keep going down. They never go up.
You don't see them go up one time in that movie.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it the whole time I was watching it. I was like, God, just try.
Just do.
Just try a little bit. Find some stairs.
Just do any. Where's the escalator in this thing?
Ridiculous.
Would never go.
That's what it made it sound like in the original cave they were going to when the Holly was like, it's got guardrails. Like, that sounds nice.
That sounds great.
That sounds great.
That sounds safe.
And like a nice leisure walk through a cave.
Yeah. I'd do that.
I'd do that.
That sounds nice. Don't wanna do the one where it's like unexplored and you have to rappel down to get to it. Right.
Also, she goes. They find that cave drawing.
Yeah.
At one point, the like scientist girl, and she's like, "Turn on the flash." And then stupid Juno, because she just has to be hateable, is like, "Don't." And then she's like, "No, actually, do it." They do it, and then she's like, "Okay, here's the mountain. Here's one entrance to the cave, and then there's another entrance to the cave. That means that there's another exit." It's on the cave drawing. It's on either side of the mountain.
Yeah.
That means you guys have to walk the circumference of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's not... You guys are like... I bet you they make like 100 feet every 2 hours at the rate they're going.
Yeah.
Especially because they're whining the whole time. They would not stop whining.
Women. Oh God. Can't get them anywhere.
They needed a man. They needed a big, strong man to take charge.
Right? And that was their issue here. They didn't, Sarah's husband died, and like he probably would have come with.
He probably would have come with, and he probably would have saved him.
Right.
I think the theme of this movie is don't do something without a man. Don't be a woman and take risk without a man.
Don't ever, ever, ever do that.
Or the sweaty white men will kill you.
Yeah.
I do forget about in a very real sense. It's like the joke is obviously that women are like, that's a joke.
No, it's true.
I forget about it a lot of the time that like I have the privilege of being a man. And, like my female comedian friends will be like, like after a show in sketchy sketch town. And they'll be like, oh, I got to walk to my car. And I'm like, to me, that's like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to put on my AirPods. I'm going to choose a song. I'm going to smoke a joint on my way to my car. And then women are like, I'm going to put my keys between my hands. And I'm going to keep my head on a swivel. Like, I forget about it a lot.
Yeah.
There's a Courtney Barnett song. She says, I'm paraphrasing. She's like, men are afraid to walk in the park at night because women will think they couldn't find anyone to walk with them. Women are afraid to walk around the park at night because they're afraid men will kill them.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
What awful things. But
it's great. I love it here.
Yeah.
I love
so
it here.
So scary for
it's
you.
It's so great. It's so great. But sometimes I do put my AirPods in and walk from my car to my apartment. I'm like,
okay, yeah, good for you.
Crazy.
That way, if you get kidnapped and abducted, it's just you got good songs going.
It's part of the fun, right?
I'm scared walking down Sunset, too.
But in Chicago, because I used to live in Chicago, I would walk like 20 blocks by myself.
Wow.
At like 3 a.m.
Good for you, dude.
And everyone's like, don't do that. I'm like, it's called Chirac. I'm like, I'm fine. It's bad, but it's not that bad. Like, come on. Like, it's, you know, it's bad in certain areas, but, like, I wasn't, you know.
Yeah, you're being smart about
it. Was
it.
Fine. I wasn't, like, you know.
Also, you're very intimidating.
Am I?
You carry yourself with an air of, like, don't fuck with Katie.
You know, it also could be that I do walk normally on all fours, and people are just, like, really
yeah,
scared.
<whoa. laughs> Like, yeah, it's one of the cave monsters from the
what
Descent.
The fuck is this? Who is this one? What the fuck is this?
Like, sometimes I do put on AirPods, and I'm able to walk to my car.
Just, like, full horse girl run. I do want to one day be able to do that. I think it'd be kind of
like
a cool, like, party trick to pull out. The height they get, it's kind of impressive.
It is impressive. And you're the fact that they're jumping so high and then landing on their wrists, that's hard.
I can't do that right now, but after I go to Turkey, y'all better fucking watch out.
Yeah, dude, after you get those implants.
Y'all better fucking watch out.
You'll be crawling 50 blocks through Chirac. I feel wrong calling it Chirac. I feel like I'm not from there and I can't call it that.
No, people would, anytime I was like, oh, I'm going to go to school in Chicago. They're like, oh, careful. It's, you know what they say, Chirac. Huh. And I'm like, okay.
I'm from San Francisco and they call it San Franceria sometimes.
like no one's ever said
San Franceria. And we got Afghanistan.
Is that? Wow, that's a common phrase people say.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying that.
Everyone's saying it.
Good gravy. Good gravy. Which is what
Cheese Louise.
Cheese and rice. Cheese and rice.
Is that a Wisconsin thing?
No, something I sometimes say to myself. But I'm like, cheese and rice.
Oh, it's very Wisconsin of you.
Thank you. The cheese and rice. Any final thoughts?
On the descent. I want to see a sequel.
There's a sequel.
There is?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is it called Descent 2? The Descent as well. We also decided to descend.
We're like, we're going to descend again. I actually don't know what it's about. Let me look that up.
I bet you it's about cave diving and then they discover monsters.
So I write down thoughts, but I also write down, like, oh, this is a good question to ask. This is what I wrote down. This is how delusional I was when I was watching this. You fuck with bats. You fuck with bats?
I fuck with bats, dude.
You fuck with bats? Because there's that one scene.
Yeah.
Where there's, like, bats. And I was like, you
fuck
with bats?
They didn't fuck with bats. They were scared of bats.
They said, bats, get out of here.
It's so funny that those bats freaked them out so much in that movie. You're cave diving. That's the one thing you should come to expect. That's ubiquitous with caves, ladies. I fuck with bats.
Okay,
hard.
You fuck with bats. So
I like Batman.
Batman,
big fan, big Batman
he's
fan.
He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy.
Dude, he does a lot of cool stuff.
The Sarah is in the second movie.
Oh, so she did live.
She did live.
Told you.
Apparently, I think it takes place, I think, directly after, maybe. Refusing to believe her story.
Huh.
Interesting. I have to rewatch that. Apparently, I gave it a 3.
Oh, you've seen it already? Are you looking at your...
IMDb, yeah.
You gave it a 3?
I gave it a 3.
Oh, wow. What would you give the original Descent?
The original Descent, yeah. This is where we give our rating.
We just walked into it.
We just walked into it. Wow. Who would have thought? I love that.
You're a fucking pro, dude.
Look at that. So, now, out of 10, what do you think?
Honestly, I love this movie. I'm going to say 7.5 out of 10.
7.5. Why?
That's pretty high. I feel like the points that I deduct from it are like the classic 2005-ness of the movie, which is like the haircuts.
Yeah.
Mostly. But just the ability to, like, I feel like movies now, you would make it and there would be a moment where these characters would have a second to be like, oh my God, this is crazy, we're doing this. And I feel like this movie didn't have that necessarily.
Yeah.
It was like a lot of like, go, go, go. I wanted them to be like, what is going on? There are monsters here? You did, like, they were like, you led us into a cave that was uncharted. She was like, we were going to put our names on it. And they're like, well, God damn it. And then they do have to figure out a way out.
Yeah.
But also they could have just sat down for a second. Yep. You know, just sit down for a second.
Take a breath. Figure it out. You know, you have this. Also, you're not only discovering a cave, but a new species.
A whole new species of human. Which is like
crazy.
The biggest scientific discovery since sliced bread.
I always say that. Sliced bread. Big deal.
So 7 out of 5, 7.5.
7.5, yeah.
Fuck it. 8.
Yeah.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's give it. Fuck it. Extra point five.
Sue me.
Yeah, sue me. Sue me. Do it. Sue me, Fangoria. Do it.
Do it. Freaking do it. I was like 8. It's good. It's a good movie. It's solid.
Scary.
It's honestly pretty scary. It's also impressive to know that the tunnel system is just one tunnel system. When they're crawling through it,
yeah,
it's just, they make it look like it's a bunch of them, but it's really just one.
I did wonder how they did it. Did they shoot it in a cave, or did they shoot it?
No, they shot it on a studio.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. Obviously. Yeah. I knew that, actually. If I really think about it, I could have figured that
out.
I know this. I work in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. I know this.
Hey. What, they didn't have a spelunking episode of Liv and Maddie?
No.
That would have been...
At your
they're trapped in a cave.
Yeah.
They're trapped in a cave.
We have to eat one of the twins.
Oh, no. Which one are we going to pick?
Definitely the sporty one. She's meatier.
Punch. And that's how the show ends.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at us, dude.
Dude, who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Mommy. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to that. Cheers. Clink. Amazing. Audio peaks.
Yeah. Is that an aneurysm?
Ben's like, ouchie, that hurt. I also have to ask this silly little thing. Were you afraidy or not afraidy of the movie?
I was afraidy.
Okay.
Of the movie. I don't like the crawling in small spaces aspect of it at all. That afraidied me. And then the white monsters spooked me and afraidied me even more.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spooky afraidies.
Spooky, a big afraidied.
I was going, I am Katie afraidy right now. Yeah. I kept saying that.
And then I'm like, I am just me.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm me afraidy.
I'm me afraidy.
I'm me a pharaoh.
You're Joey. It's a, no, it doesn't.
Joey, yeah. Joey goey. Ah. Okay. All right.
Okay. He's got you start your own horror podcast.
Yeah, it's called Joey Goey. Ah. It's right here. Should I have to kick you out of this?
They're like, what the fuck?
All your same guests.
All the same guests. I'm like, what? What are you doing? It's actually, you steal my set. Ben leaves me to produce for you.
Joey Goey. Ah. It rolls off the tongue, I will say.
It's kind of fun. Like, the more you say it, the more you're like, this could work.
This makes sense. Have you seen the new episode of Joey Goey? Ah.
Dude, it's really
That's
good.
That's what I was thinking about.
It's riveting. It's riveting.
Really good. He has Scorsese on. You wouldn't believe, how'd he get that? What a guest.
Dude, he's got connections.
Yeah, dude.
He's got connections.
He's got Trump on next week.
What?
That's the main thing that makes Joey Goey
And what movie would Trump be watching?
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Fair enough. You're like, this was a horror movie. Can we talk about this entire movie, but just that part?
Just that one scene that
where you tell him the wrong information and then go.
Also, like, not to, I know we're ending the show, but I just watched Sex and the City episode with Donald Trump in it, and it's literally like Donald like Samantha sees a guy talking to Donald Trump and then gets up, tells Donald Trump, or Donald Trump goes like, all right, $7 million it is. We have a deal. Like, walks away. It was like, we live in a dystopia.
You're like,
where
what?
The business guy from Sex and the City is like the ruler of our country. And that's, I say ruler, weird. On purpose.
Ruler. He's 2024, just kidding. No.
Please no.
Please God no.
Please God no.
It would be great if that didn't happen.
Yeah. Who do we want to be president instead? I mean, obviously, I'm voting Joe Biden. But if I had a choice, I think I would pick Juno from The Descent.
Yeah, she seems like she's a good leader, but she would, lie.
She's going to lie, but she's a politician.
She's a politician. And she would make new bounds scientifically.
True.
Which is probably good for the environment.
Think about how many caves she would find if she was president.
Right? All of the caves.
All the caves, every single cave.
And she would give those little, weird blind cave creatures, a new lease on life.
Yeah. Dude, talk about the white supremacy of the weird cave, blind cave creatures. They would be a whole, they'd be like, do you think white people would take them in because they are white? Or do you think white people would be like, whoa, 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 this is too white?
This is too, I feel like they would maybe take them in.
I think they would take them in, too. Yeah,
they'd be like, come on.
They'd be like, yeah, as long as you guys are proud.
Hey.
We're proud to have you.
We love you. We love you. You're white.
Let's go burn a cross.
Let's freaking go. Let's go. Here's a white hood real quick. Yeah. Let's go. Why not?
They don't even have to cut holes in it. They're not seeing anyway.
They're just walking around.
Think about how easy it would have been to get into the Capitol on January 6th if you had the Descent monsters climbing all over the place. It'd be so much easier. They would have gotten Nancy Pelosi with the Descent monsters.
The Capitol needs, and the Capitol, White House, everything. All politicians should have those little beings around them.
Beings. Human beings? I think they are.
What do you, humanoid is...
Yeah, humanoid's good. Humanoid. We'd call them noids.
Noids.
That'd be like the slur for them. Oh, what are you dating, a noid? Hey, whoa, dude, my grandma's a noid.
He's the father of your children. Whether you like it or not, this is your kid. This is your grandson. I married him and I love him.
Crawling all over his legs.
They're like, what the fuck? Rebecca, you're like, I love him. I went spelunking and found love. Damn it, Dad, you have to accept me for me.
That's what The Descent 2 is about. That's finding a new husband.
I gave it a 3. I was like, I don't believe this love story. Yeah. I can't.
It becomes a rom-com, like, quarter of the way in.
Real quick, you're like, what? They have, like, a nice dinner going. Yeah. Anyways, that's our pitch for The Descent 3.
Yeah, so we're seeking a $500 million investment for 13% stake in our company. The Descent, I guess three.
Yeah. Part it'd be part three because it's technically part two.
Okay, yeah. So. Descent part three, Wedding Bells, what it's called, Wedding Hells. There we go.
Wow, there it is. There it is. Holy shit. Well, Joey, thank you so much for being on the pod.
Thanks for having me, Katie Hedenbach.
Of course, Joey Bragg.
Did I say that right?
You did. How are now's the time where you plug your stuff. I don't know when this is going to come out. Nice. So plug away.
All right. Do you think it's going to come out before next Wednesday?
No.
Okay, good. Well, then catch me on my new podcast, Almost Alpha with Taylor Williamson. Coming on the 7Eckies YouTube channel every Thursday, wherever you can find your podcasts as well, starting May 9th.
Heck yeah.
Every Thursday, baby. Also, I'm at Joey Bragg on all my social medias, mostly Instagram, and also, I guess, TikTok.
Heck yeah.
But China's taking that away from us.
Goodbye, TikTok.
Goodbye, TikTok.
It's been the real.
It has been real.
It's really kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. I know. It makes me sad.
Something else will rise. Yeah. You know, Vine died and then TikTok came.
But there's a big gap between Vine and TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you don't remember what we were doing in that? Trump. So we need something else.
Instagram Reels. Facebook. Everyone's going to go back to Facebook.
Yeah, dude.
And start posting.
The Great Migration.
That's why everyone ditch TikTok. Go to Facebook. Go to Facebook.
Find those weird AI Jesus reels.
And that's what we want. Like them. That's what we want.
I keep non sequitur, but I keep sending my friends these like really religious Instagram reels because it's like, remind the person that has hell in their heart that Jesus still loves them. And I think it's really funny to be like, hey guys, just keep this in mind and send this to them. And now my Instagram thinks that I like love Jesus to a point where it's like, it's unsafe.
You're like, this is bad. Yeah, this is a lot.
And I'm getting like very alt-right, like those people that are distant from God, they do not belong in America. So, whoa.
Like, whoa, hey. No. The only thing that's happened to me is that there was one song that was going viral that was about Trump, and it was just so funny that I kept watching it, and then my whole feed turned into like Trump feed, and I was like, fuck. But it's the real women vote for Trump. We don't need we don't care if you're black, we don't care if you're gay, we're all under attack. The lyrics, I was like, okay ladies.
Yeah,
song goes
that we've had it with that liberal Trump.
Literals are the real women.
Oh, for Trump.
I only know the first verse. I stop after that. I'm like, I can't. Because then Spotify is going to be like, hey.
Your number one most listened to in 2024 was the Trump Women Vote for Trump.
I'm like, no, I can't. I don't know. I listened to it once. So I was like, this is, I can only do it once a year. I'm like, it's so ridiculous.
On
it's
Christmas morning.
Christmas morning. Wake up. That's the first song I listen to. It's so funny. This got political, but that's okay. You know what else is political? Fangoria. Just kidding. We love Fangoria. You want a copy of Fangoria? Use code KatieFrady25. Also, thanks to Filmcraft Studio Gear. You want some cool gear? FilmcraftLA.com. Find it. Go get it. And I like to give some good or terrible advice regarding the movie.
Yeah.
Which I honestly think you gave it earlier, which is always travel with a man.
Always travel with a man.
Always travel with a man.
What are these ladies thinking?
If you're with a group of women, don't. Don't go caving. Don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Go on Tinder.
Go on Tinder.
Yeah. Find the nearest man willing to drop everything to come and be with you.
Which I think it'll be pretty easy. They're out there. And hey, also Joey said if he's down to come to any girls' night.
Yeah.
Any girls' night.
It's such an honor.
So Joey's down. He can be the man to lead. It'll be.
I would love to.
Invite me, please. But on that note, guys, thanks so much and stay spooky.